Amen. Good to be back in the house of God.
Yeah.
If you had your Bible, turn over to 1 Samuel chapter
3, chapter 2. Better get my glasses, I ain't going to look too good.
Yeah, people.
In this day and time we're living today, every way you turn, there's nothing but sin. Every way you go, it just seems like one thing after another is always happening. And you look at churches, and you go around. I mean, I see different churches. You don't hardly see no cars at churches. If you watch a lot of churches and services on the internet, you don't see many people in them. But you go to some of these big churches that has all the bells and whistles and all that stuff. You know, they're full. They got plenty of people.
Yeah.
And probably most of them going to hell.
Yeah.
But I'm glad the Lord Jesus Christ saved my soul.
God bless you.
And I appreciate the chance to preach tonight. I appreciate Brother High. I hope he gets better. I know he hopes he gets better.
Yes,
over in chapter 3, beginning verse 1. It says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. I mean, there wasn't no word from God at that time.
Right.
And about, I think it was like 400 years or something. It came to pass that at that time, when Eli was laid down in the place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel and answered, here am I. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, for the reading of the Word of God.
God bless you.
I pray, God, you'd help me preach this message,
please,
Lord,
the way you give
it to me. Oh, God, you'd fill me with the Spirit of God.
Yes,
I'm
God.
Behind the cross of Calvary. Pray, God, you'd help maybe one here that might be depressed or walk far off. And never know, might be one lost.
God.
I pray, God, you might help him. Help Preacher Hyatt, Lord, help his arm to get well.
God.
I pray you please touch it. Bless his church in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
On verse 3 there, it said, and the air of the lamp of God went out in the temple.
Uh-huh.
The temple light, the light wasn't supposed to go out in the temple. They had men that kept the oil bucket and kept the fresh oil there. And at night, when they brought it, and Samuel, Eli would get up and put the oil in the lamp. And they kept it, it's supposed to burn all the time. But that night, he's waxing old and dim and everything. And he laid there and didn't get up. And it says the lamp of God went out in the temple.
Uh-huh.
You know, it gives me just like cold chills all over the thing. The lamp went out.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what's happened in the house of God today. The lamp has gone out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nobody bringing oil, putting oil there to keep the lamp full.
Yeah.
And the man of God is trying to handle everything, do it all by himself. And there they're getting tired and wore down. But the people, you know, it says here, if you'll read on or study this, that they were supposed to make new oil, make the oil and have it, and they beat the oil and take it and put it in the canister or whatever they had.
Yeah.
And they would take it, he'd get up and he'd fill it up, and the light never went out.
That's right.
But in here it says, that's why he called Samuel. He said the lamp went out.
Uh-huh.
The lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord. And how many times has the lamp inside of you got dim? And it's gotten so dim that people can't see your light no more.
Right.
I mean, we're walking around. You go down the road, and I mean, I pick it up like that all the time. Because I watch cars and stuff. And you'll see a light bulb just barely dim.
Uh-huh.
One will be bright, and one will be real dim. And sometimes they won't even be burning. And one will. But that's what's happening to our church. That's what's happening to our preachers, because people, the ministers, they give up and they don't care like they once cared. They've lost that love, that first love that they've had, and now they're walking in the things of the world, and their light is not shining. I mean, everywhere you go, you see churches that don't hardly have many people in it because the light is going out. It's going out in their heart. It's going out in the church. The people don't come to church Amen. Like they once did. They don't pray and seek God's power. They don't come into church all happy. And most people come in, you're whooped, you're beat, you let the devil beat you, and you just kick down, and your lamp is just turned out.
Right.
You ever have an oil lamp, and if you don't get that thing just right, it'll shut all up. But if you got that thing burning right, it's real bright. And that's the way we're supposed to be. Burning bright in this world. But we're not burning bright anymore. I mean, I think about my own self. I mean, I let God down because I let my lamp get down low. And I try to get it built up. And one day I'll be burning high, one day, a month, two, whatever. And then next thing you know, the devil gets on you and your lamp goes down again. He said, here, air the lamp, it shouldn't go out. He said, don't let that light go out. Don't let it go out. And sometimes we're hard. The spirituality in this time, it was hard for them because there was no Word of God in the present. No fresh Word coming out to them. And they got dim. And then his Eli's sons didn't help none.
That's right.
I mean, if you read them verses there, it says his sons, it says it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in the place and he began to wax worse and his eyes, and the lamp of God went out in the temple and the ark was of God. Samuel was laid down to sleep and that he called Samuel. If you read the next verse, it said, and he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not. He said, lie down again. And he went and laid down. He was listening. When God spoke, he heard Samuel did. But what I was wanting to look at was over here where it talks about this, that I think it's 22 verse, yeah. And in chapter 2 and verse 22, it says, and now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel. I mean, he's a man of God.
Yeah.
And I think myself, I think why people all the time run their mouth about the children of the preacher. And they talk about the preacher's children and how they are. And they read stuff like this. And how they lay with the women and that assembled at the door. At the door. They was at the door of the tabernacle of God. I mean, it brought sin right to the door. And I'm afraid it's not just the preacher's children and it's the whole congregation. I mean, it's because we've let things slide and let it slide. And now in this day and time, there's no correction, Harley.
Right.
I mean, we're going to put you in timeout. Big deal. What timeout going to do?
Right.
I put them in timeout. I laid a belt across their hind end. I'd give them timeout. And then they'll sit over there and tell them to shut up. And let them just sit there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened to me. I mean, my daddy, he'd get a hold of me and he'd wear you out.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with the problem today. You got all this sin, and in the church, the preachers, kids, and then your kids too. I mean, I'm just talking in general. You just let them run all over the church, and we didn't do that stuff when I was in a Lutheran church when I was a child growing up. But yet they took and they let God's house go away, and they let the things of the world come into the house of God, and that lamp has went out. That light does not shine no more. People can come into church, and it doesn't bother them anymore because there's no lamp. There's no power of God that's burning out and giving the power out and getting a hold of their souls. They're not seeing hell no more. They don't say hell in church. They're afraid to say lost and get up there and preach on hell. And I bet you some of these big churches, I don't know, but I guarantee you they don't.
That's right.
If they did, they wouldn't have so many people there.
That's right.
I mean, it's good if you could pack a church full and everybody was saved and you liked it and nobody got mad and it was good, in the house of God. But nowadays, you get to preach in the Word of God and preach on hell, preach on the devils is in hell and the fire and all the torment in hell. And then they leave. They don't want to hear that.
Right.
They didn't come to hear. Tickle my ears. Let's tickle me behind. Don't let me hear no hard preaching.
Right.
Please don't let me. I'm stepping on my toes. I ain't aiming for your toes.
Yeah.
God wants your heart. And your toes can't be much. God wants your heart. And He wants to get your heart right so you'll be in the house of God and be back in the preacher. We ought to be praying and seeking and God's faith for this preacher and praying that God give him the message every time he preaches that he might preach in the power of God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It ain't no fun to get up here preaching and it's just like dead.
That's right.
I mean, you get up here, you don't get no amens. You don't even get a handshake or a finger. You lift the finger or something. Let me know that you hear and understand. Let the man of God know it's time that we get back to the old ways and start praising God and let this world go to hell if it wants to go. Then we'll tell them which way and that brought out the broad way to hell and the narrow way to heaven. But if they don't want to go down that narrow way, you can't hold them, you can't make them, let them go.
Amen.
All you do is pray for them. Seek the face of God.
Really?
And the light, the lamp went out in the house of God. And the lamp going out in this house of God. I tell you what, it's all depending on you. How are you stoking the fire in your side? It's out of you. Are you putting the oil in, putting the Word of God? This is the oil. You feed the Word of God to yourself. And God comes in, the Holy Ghost does. Thank God He'll take and fill you up with the power of God. People won't be able to stand it because you're so close to God. Now, time, you go around people that don't bother them, they just cuss around you. They don't mind one bit that you're a preacher.
Hello.
I tell you what, you look, days gone by, and we can't live in the past.
No.
But days gone by, there was respect for the man of God.
Yeah.
There was respect for women and men
right.
who lived for God.
Yes.
Ain't no respect no more.
No, sir.
No. They don't care. They care less.
Right.
We're living in a wicked nation.
That's
in wicked
right.
times. We're living in a time when everybody turned and walked away from God.
That's right.
Jesus Christ is coming back. That trumpet's going to sound. And we're going to get out of here.
Right.
My buddy, when He comes back the next time and step foot on the earth, it's going to be times of sorrow and misery. And I tell you what, all those people that done God that way and all those armies and all that stuff, and God just blows them to pieces with the Word of God.
Yeah.
But the Word of the Lord was precious and it was rare in those days.
Yeah.
So when it was preached, they'd listen. But, it wasn't preached that much. And here Eli, he got down. He couldn't do much. His eyes waxed dim. He couldn't read. He couldn't get up and go. So God had Samuel in there. And God was going to bring Samuel in to use him. And he called him and he come. And he answered and says, "Here am I." And Eli said, "Here am I." And he ran into Eli and said, "Here am I. For thou callest me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down again and lay down. Is God calling you and you're not answering?
Right.
You say, "Well, what can I do?" You can do a lot if God's in it.
That's right.
Well, if God's in it, you can do a lot. But I tell you what, when God speaks, we need to say, "Here am I, Lord. Here, let me do it, Lord." But most of the time, people don't want to do it. They don't want to do nothing for God. They just want to come to church. They don't have to come to church anymore.
No.
I tell you, it beats all I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, people who could come to church and is physically able. I understand people. I got some ladies in my church, or they're elderly, and they can't see good at night, and they're not able to come back at night. I understand that. And then you got other people. There's nothing wrong with as far as keeping them from coming. They might have some trouble, but they can still come to the house. God, why don't they come? I'm telling you why they don't come. The love of God is not in their heart fully. They let the lamp go out. It's burning down. And it's about to burn out.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, they don't care. Well, where they go to church, they don't care if they get around the brethren and sisters in Christ. There's no unity there.
Right.
Oh, you talk about eating. Oh, everybody comes.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to. Well, what's wrong with coming eating from the Word of God? I mean, that's your food that takes you from, that gives you your life. My goodness. And a careless and complacent attitude that prevails.
Yes, sir.
People's attitude is so careless. And they don't care. They think, well, somebody else will be there. And you know what? Before I come, and this is my church. I mean, I'll pastor down there, but this is my church.
Right.
And I tell you what, I got looking out the door in the fog. See that fog coming in? I thought, man, might be bad going to church. But boy, my heart said, no, we're going to church.
Right.
You ain't staying out because of the fog.
Right.
I mean, I rode all the way down yonder to my church down in Waxhaw the other night. I was telling the preacher Sunday. We went down there Sunday and preached, and it just wasn't my day Sunday. I mean, it's just one of them days when Satan just trying to stop you. We went out and ate and coming back down the road, and I was tired. I was just so tired and so sleepy. I just shut my eyes for a minute, and all of a sudden I woke up and bam, I hit the curb. $300 tire just blew it out. And then Pat had just tore her nerves all up. I mean, Pat don't like, she framed my driving now anyway. I scare her at the day of all time.
Yeah.
I offer to let her drive, but she don't want to drive. Preacher said, I'd go out and get me a driver. And then that ain't all of it. After that happened, and we was coming home and it would rain. And, oh man, it was raining so hard you couldn't see. And I had that little bitty rinky dink tire on my car. I went off road again. Boom! Pat come up like this and went back down. And I thought, God, I hope I didn't blow that tire. I drove it all the way home. I drove it another 10 miles.
Amen.
Got home, got up the next morning. That tire had a big, that rim had a dent in it that big. Tire was flat as everything. I thought, man, it just wasn't my day. But I did what God said.
Amen.
I went down there and preached the Word of God.
Amen.
I tell you one thing. You have these battles sometimes and stuff happens to you. But you got to keep going on.
Amen.
Keep pressing on.
Press on.
Don't give up now. We've got to come too far. Keep on going. Just press on. I mean, preacher, just keep on going on and don't never stop. Because Jesus is coming. He's coming back. And I want to be ready when he does.
Yeah. Amen.
I tell you, all this stuff is coming upon us in this day and time. And the church is to be a lighthouse in a dark and sinful world.
Yeah.
We should be a lighthouse. And the church is you and me, not this building. We are to be a light in this world. And where we go around people, we are to shine that they can see the path like a lighthouse out of the ocean where the water shines for miles. I mean, the light shines for miles and miles and miles. And they see the lighthouse.
Amen.
And it guides them into, hallelujah, glory to God. It guides them into the shore. Thank God he's going to guide me in. That light's going to guide me in.
Yeah.
I tell you, that light's shining bright up.
Yeah.
And I'm heading toward the light. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm so glad I got saved. August 15, 1976. Donald, thank God I'm going toward the light. I mean the true light. The only light.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Fixed. And my eyes are fixed on that light, thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I tell you what, that light, buddy, is shining as bright today as it ever was.
Yes.
The lamp of God, it was to burn always. And Exodus 27:20 and through 21 said, "And thou shalt command the children of Israel that the bringing the pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always."
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God. Jesus got in me.
Amen.
He got in me. As that forever oil burned inside of me. Meat went out in 46 years. Hallelujah. It's still burning. And like up there, what, on the president's grave or Kennedy's grave, whoever, they got a light burning, at all time burning. And that light's burning. It said, in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall order it from evening to morning. Before the Lord, it shall be the statue forever unto their generation on the behalf of the children of Israel. They forever supposed to keep that light going.
God bless you.
Keep it burning.
Yeah, burning.
You say you're saved, is your light burning?
Right.
Are you down and out and depressed and feel like everybody's against you? I tell you what, just pull up close to Jesus.
Yeah.
Get up close to Jesus and grab a hold and get down on your knees and cry out and get the power of God and ask God for what you need, what you want. And God, trust God. And if He thinks you need it, He'll help you. He'll give it to you. Thank God, I'm glad the day I got saved when I cried out, I don't want to go to hell. He knowed I meant that.
Amen.
Thank God that fire come inside
Amen.
Of me. My life lit up.
Amen.
Woo! Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
preacher, sir. I'm enjoying you.
I'm enjoying
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. I pray and ask God don't let it just be just a service. Hallelujah. I'm glad I can feel the Spirit of God. I'm glad God's here tonight. That light is in this dark and sinful world, as wicked as they are, and you can go out and you can try to witness and testify to, and they don't want to kill you because they hate you so much.
Yes, sir.
In Matthew 5:14-15 says, ye are the light of the world.
Yes.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men that light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth light unto all that are in the house. You are the light!
Yes.
What are you doing with the light? Are you snuffing it out or are you letting it die? You are the light. Get the light burning.
Yes.
Get in your Bible study. Get on your knees. Pray. Ask God to give you the light. Let it shine more. They keep coming up with more and more powerful light bulbs.
Yeah.
You know, the ones used to have the old dim lights. But now I got some in my house. I put them in my house about a month or so ago. My goodness. It's like you're standing in daylight.
Uh-huh.
You turn them on, add them old dingy light. You cut them lights on. That thing... Man, it's lights up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's the way we ought to be. We ought to have that inside of us. But when you go to school, you ought to have a light on you that people see you and they say there's something different about it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you're not like everybody else.
Yes, sir.
You're saved. You're different. You're not like nobody else.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, brother.
I tell you what. I'm not in the business of entertaining. I didn't come to hear, I didn't even know I was going to preach until I come up and walked in here. But, I didn't come to entertain you.
No.
I'm not no entertainer. And I'm definitely not no singer. If I'd sing, you'd all be holding your hands over the ears. Cause I can't sing. But God didn't call me for that. God called me to preach the Word of God.
Yeah.
He said, preach the Word of God. But I tell you what, their lamp went out and there's no light. And this is a message for the time in this day that was needed. And in this time, we're not to be entertaining folks.
No.
I ain't supposed to come out here and make everybody laugh and get my joke book out and got to read a joke every time we have a service. I can't tell jokes because I forget them before I get them till I'm told.
Yeah.
Tell me a joke, I forget. I go tell him, it won't be the same. I just, my mind's gone. And I'm not in the business for campaigning on political parties and candidates.
No.
I'm not going to get up in the pulpit and spend God's time of campaigning for Trump or anybody else.
Right.
I'll tell you what, it's time to preach the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
It's time to do the things of God, not of man.
That's what
it's for. And not in the business of having a march or a protest.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get out there to do that.
No, sir.
I mean, but if a bunch of Christians want to come up there like we did that one time at the court and go up there, that's one thing. But I'm not going to get up there and go to the White House like they did and bust in the White House and do all that. Hey, there was a bunch of they was just wrong.
Yes, right.
That was wrong in what they done.
Yeah.
Why was that showing that they was Christians or anything? What people say a Christian, that's Christ-like. Mm-hmm. I mean, Christ-like is supposed to be like Christ. That's what Christians mean, little Christes.
Yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to do the things He would do.
That's right.
And then our business is not to bear. Our business is to bear the witness of the light.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to do.
Yes.
Bear the light. John 1 and 6 through 9 says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness. To bear witness of the light. That all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Uh-huh.
So see, John wasn't that light, but he was a light.
Right.
And so we're not that light, but we're a light of that light.
Right.
Thank God, I'm glad Jesus Christ called me and He saved me and called me. And then the gospel of Jesus Christ is that light.
Yeah.
That this Bible is the light. Anytime you proclaim in the Word of God, you proclaim in the light. In 2 Corinthians 4:3, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the gospel, glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus in the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We don't hear the term that lost anymore.
No.
You don't hear that much anymore.
No.
Do you want to rededicate your life?
Yeah.
Just come up here. Everybody come up here and stand and repeat after me.
God,
and then you repeat all this. That's just junk, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, when God gets a hold of you, you ain't going to sit back there. God gets a hold of you. If you do say it, God's going to deal with you in your seat. When God comes in, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
You won't have a light shining. You know, this is what gets me. People say, well, I'm saved. And it's like they have a light shining for a few days. That's a night light, I believe. They just have a light cut on for night. And then it cuts off.
Yeah.
And it forgets to come back on.
Uh-huh.
That's like these new lights they put up everywhere. At I might have said this before or something. You've seen them blue. These new lights, they're messed up. Them lights are bad. You know how I know? Because somebody told me that, and I called the light people, and they come out and put me a white light up.
Uh-huh.
They said they got a bad bunch of lights. So I'm wondering if we got a bad bunch of lights.
Yeah.
I tell you, your light needs to be bright, shining out across this world, and people are to know that Jesus Christ is in you, and you are with God, and God is always walking beside you. He said He'd never leave you, and He'd never forsake you. But I'm glad Jesus is there. Men are lost. They're lost in their sins. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It says all. And you got, I've heard you know, people say, oh, I ain't never sinned before.
Mm.
You just did. You lied.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank God for the light. What will happen if our light goes out? Men will not hear the gospel message. They ain't going to hear the message. If your light goes out, then people where you work, they're not going to hear the message.
No.
If you're not there, your light's out. And you can't give them nothing if your light ain't there burning. And in a time when the light's needed so much. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning the promises, as some men count slackness, long suffering to us, were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus Christ right now, He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be saved. He don't want you to die and go to hell. His purpose is for you to get saved. Why would He die on the cross of Calvary if He didn't want you to be saved? But He died and shed His blood and hung there on that cross and count and bled and died and suffered all the pain and the agony that you would in hell. And He took it all for you and for me.
Right, right.
The air of the lamp is going out. Is it going out? It says in Ezekiel 33:8, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked of their way, from their way, his ways, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thy hand.
Yeah.
At the judgment seat of Christ, we'll find out. Be a bad thing when you're standing there.
And
your child gets thrown in the hell. That's at the great white throne. He gets thrown in the hell and you cry out, praise God, hallelujah. Yeah. And they go to hell. Or your mother or your daddy. But I thank God that you got to know that Jesus Christ is your Savior.
Yes.
It's a universal invitation. The Lord's knocking at the door. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. He's wanting to come in. And then the Savior is waiting. The Lord wants us to be saved. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad you're saved if you're here and saved. But if you're not, you say, well, I'm too young. I'm just a little kid yet. If you understand what I'm talking about, you're big enough to get saved. If God's dealing with your heart, God deals with your heart. I'll let you know. Come now, Isaiah 1:18. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. And though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they should be as wool. Is the light going out? I hope the light stays bright. I hope the light stays down in my church. My people, the light brights up. It gets brighter. Because I'm telling you, we're living in a day when there's no light out there much anymore. I mean, you can go to churches and hear preaching, but I'm telling you, when the light's shining, when you go in, you'll feel the Spirit of God when you get there. One time when I was going to New Testament, God was blessing the church and the light was shining bright, and a woman turned in the driveway and said, when she came in the driveway, she just felt nervous all over and she felt like something was wrong. And a woman come into church, you got her heart right with God. God was there. He'll be out there in the parking lot. God will be wherever and bring it when they come in. If our light is bright, is our oil gone out? Are we slipping and not reading, not filling our barrel up with oil? That's what we need to look at tonight. Thank you, Father. Take this and use it for the glory of God. I ask you, God, you bless. Help us, God, for our light to stay bright and burning. I pray, oh God, you drive back the opposing powers of hell. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good preaching. Good preaching message. Amen. The light shines brightest in the dark places. That's right. The light shines brightest in the dark places. Appreciate the good preaching. Thank the Lord. I felt like God wanted him to preach tonight. And I appreciate God helping him. Amen. Help me. I got help from God. And the light
shines in. God commanded the light to shine. That's how you have light. God gives it to you. You don't have it without God giving you light. And He, of course, He is the light. Christ is the light of the world. And the thing of it is, when we look at what He preached tonight, it causes us to look at our light. See, the temple's not a building. In the New Testament, temple is your body. Temple is your body. See, this is my opinion, okay? I think I'm right. The reason the light's going out in places like assemblies is because there's not no light shining outside of here. See, the New Testament church, they done more preaching outside the assembly than they did to the assembly. That means that when they left the assembly, they took the light of the gospel to a dark world. And that was the difference. You see, families went back and prayed together. The light shined through the parents. The light shined at the house. The light shined, thank God. It was a consistent light too. It just didn't shine once in a while. And light always causes darkness to flee. He said, the light shined in darkness, the darkness comprehended it not. A lot of scripture on the light in the Bible. But this is a good text here because they was in apostasy. Eli had gotten apostasy, he had apostatized. His sons were a bunch of reprobates, sons of Belial. And thank God, God raised up Samuel. And God used Samuel. I mean, He used him in a mighty way. And bless the Lord for that. Remember 1997, we had a meeting, Brother Ronnie Jones come preach. And I don't know if you remember that. That's been a while. But he preached a good meeting. I remember one night he preached with a circle being unbroken. He preached on that. And then we had a meeting. I felt like, Lord, have us a meeting. We had one on Wednesday morning here. And he preached out of that text. And preached a message. God got in. It just got on in here. People was praying and weeping. You know, and you don't see a lot of that now. And the reason is because of what he preached tonight. Listen, the church is to go out and send the light. That's what the song says, send the light, send the light, send the light. It cannot be contained here. It's got to be gone out. That's the reason that we don't see it. The Western world mind is we go to church. And we do meet as a church body. But listen, this is not what all is about. It's about giving out, thank God, the gospel. It's about shining our light in good and doing the things of God, being a love of the brethren. Amen. Helping people. That's where the light shined. And brother, if we don't do that, how are they going to see it, Brother Todd? I mean, thank God. I mean, that's right. We need preaching. We need these meetings. But brother, these meetings are only to gather together to edify, to perfect, and work in our lives to help us grow. But brother, if we don't ever put nothing out of what we take in, we just going to be, amen, ain't God spiritually overweight. That's right. Listen, I've been like that the last several weeks. I've just been sitting around. I mean, read my Bible. Stay around the house. Can't do nothing. I hadn't drove one time. And you know what? It's got me down, to be honest with you. If you don't ever put out anything that God's putting in you, you'll get discouraged. I mean, right now, that message helped me tonight. I just needed it. I needed God to charge my heart. Amen. I need a restoration in these areas because I like personal reading. I think that's the greatest thing you can do as a Christian, study and read the scripture, let the Holy Spirit teach you and pray. But I'm telling you, it's got to be something else to that. They just didn't do that. That's part of it, but they went and exercised what God called them out and getting out there doing something for God. Amen. That's why I believe, brethren, you say, people wonder why we ain't persecuted, because we ain't doing nothing. We ain't persecuting one another in here. You get out there and start preaching the Word of God or going out there and trying to do something for God or talk to somebody on your job about the grace of God. Amen. That's when it's going to be contention and opposition. Amen. I'm not opposing anybody in here tonight. Ain't nobody mad at him tonight for preaching. But if he went outside, thank God, and started preaching, if they went everywhere preaching the gospel. Amen. It stirs my heart up. Thank God, brother, to get out and preach the gospel. Amen. Whether it's on the street or something. Amen. To stir it up, praise God. I mean, get the word out. Let the light shine in our lives. And use the common sense God's given us to talk to people. And be a help to them. Amen. That God's given us to understand the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. That's what it's about. Thank God. I'm telling you, if God had not turned that thing to Peter that day and said, you go to Cornelius' house, amen. He went down there, thank God, and preached, and the Holy Ghost fell on them, and they got saved by the grace of God, amen, all through the book of Acts. What is the book of Acts? Read it sometimes. Acts of the Holy Ghost through the apostles. And they went out, what did they do? That's preaching everywhere. Amen. They went from city to city, started churches. Amen. Paul is, started Corinth. Amen. Ephesus, all these churches being started. Amen. But they, listen, they was out doing something. And that's the difference. Amen. Let's stand tonight. Thank you for being here. Thank God for the good preached word. Amen. Bless the Lord. Brother John Hall, you pray for us today.